Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
When people look back and say, hey, when things were the toughest, when things looked the worst, when we were at our lowest point, how did you handle it? How will you be remembered for how you handle it? And I'm looking for, you know, people to come out fighting and give their best, you know, in those kind of situations. That's what you have to do. When you do that, you come out the other end. I think fundamental football is the most quickly fixable thing. And I expect to see us play fundamentally sound football. You know, I don't think we did that all the time today. It wasn't egregiously bad, but I mean, this run defense is just, it's not okay, you know, and that's not something that should happen. So we haven't fixed that really all year yet. That's the number one thing that's got to start. We can't be letting them get the yards of getting on first down. You can't play behind the sticks the whole game on both sides of the ball. And that's been pretty much a theme throughout the course of the whole season so far.
That was John Harbaugh yesterday, and it was an embarrassing 44-10 loss to the Houston Texans. Harbs feels like things are fixable. They did sign C.J. Gardner-Johnson today, who a very low financial move because he's had a guaranteed deal with the Texans who released him. And so for what that's worth, another safety in the fold. The Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow to get ready for the Rams. But one of the things we noticed watching that game Sunday is it looked like, especially at times, especially in the second half, there may have been some effort lacking. And that's something that, you know, Bone pointed out in TMI yesterday. That has been a calling card for John Harbaugh throughout the years here, is that these guys, no matter what the – don't even look at COVID. Look at the year where Lamar got hurt and they're playing like the Rams and the Packers here and almost beating both those teams with a shell of themselves.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of things under question. And not shock jock stuff, not hot take stuff. Like if you watch and rewatch these games, parts of these games, if you dig down, that there's some core fundamental characteristics of this team that are righteously in question that you just don't think of in terms of the Ravens football brand and the John Harbaugh coaching brand. And looking ill-prepared from the onset, getting physically and schematically and mentally and physically manhandled in the first quarter of games and the fourth quarter of games, like that stuff can't happen. And it's happening on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. That sort of speas to preparation, right? I mean, he's saying that he didn't think that game was egregiously bad. Your bell cow running back had 16 attempted touches for 33 yards, and one of those attempted touches resulted in an interception. Like, it's pretty – your offensive line can't do anything right. Bateman is basically an afterthought now because you even in the best of times before everybody got hurt, you weren't pushing the ball downfield. Your defense is broken at every level. Your special teams continue to succumb to brain farts and penalties, and you get outclassed in special teams with regularity. You got guys throwing helmets, almost hitting themselves in the head with helmets, guys throwing tantrums on the sidelines, guys trying to pry ball down 34 points, and you're worried about prying a ball out of some kid's hand after his first NFL touchdown. No, I'd say it's really, really like egregiously bad across the board. And I don't think it's easily fixable. And I don't think they're going to fix much of it. And guys getting healthy will help. But I don't know how you could watch these last, I mean, really all these games going back to the fourth quarter of Buffalo and say, like, the other team for large stretches of the game appeared to want it more. I mean, let's not forget, they were in a game with the Browns into the second half, and then Myles Garrett limps off, and
they started getting loose,
and Joe falls apart.
Giving the ball away.
But, like, I don't think anybody was sitting there at halftime saying, oh, yeah, this is a master class. Like, oh, this looks like the 2023 Ravens. This looks like the down-the-stretch 2024 Ravens. There's been a want to, need to, gotta have it factor that the other team has possessed that they haven't. It was a big game for the Texans, too. They played like it. So really, the Chiefs needed to follow up that win in the Meadowlands by winning at home against the Ravens. They needed to do that. They did it. Now, it turns out they couldn't follow that up in Jacksonville because they're not that good. But my God, did they look like world beaters against the Ravens. Like, that's where we are, folks. That's what it is. It really is that bad. And yes, I do think it's fair to wonder and question whose effort level, whose compete level is at the professional grade required and whose isn't.
It's just not often at all in any given season that you see the Ravens not as the most physical team on the football field. Maybe it happens once per year. The Browns have kind of punched him in the mouth each of the past 2 years, once per year, one of those two games. But to see it in succession, guys, going back from the Lions game, okay, well, you're going up against Kansas City. This is a team that's had your number. Like, you'll show up. Then the offense looked broken even before Lamar Jackson got hurt. Lamar didn't look right. You give up 37 points to a Chiefs offense that hadn't scored that in multiple years. But it's multiple years, 37 points.
Yeah.
But then you face the Texans, and given the situation of it was pretty much a must-win game this early on in the year. You're at home. You're going against a team that you have traditionally owned, a team that has never won in Baltimore before, going up against a quarterback that in three games prior hadn't scored a touchdown, and you let them walk down the field on the opening drive. That was the tone that was set in that football game, where you knew early on it was going to be a long day, and there just wasn't that type of fight and that type of want to, like you were saying, Jason, that you become accustomed to seeing with a John Harbaugh coach team. It was not there at all Sunday, and that's what really made it extremely alarming to me.
This is, I said it before, I'll say it again. This is the last 3 weeks, it's the worst defense I've ever seen. And I'm not being hyperbolic. The other team can do whatever the hell they want offensively. Like, you want to run the ball? Go ahead. You want to pass to your back? Go ahead. Tight ends? Okay. Wide receivers? And meanwhile, the quarterback has all day to throw. It is a perfect storm of crap defensively. And they can say we're on the way to fixing it. But you can cook me a minute steak and tell me it's filet mignon. It ain't filet mignon. And I don't know, like, the Jimmies and the Joes there doesn't seem to be that dude that's around the corner from that's coming back that's going to wreck a football game.
Let's just even just look at.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the things that aren't on the field. Like even just the tone of Harb's voice the last 2 days. Like, does it sound like someone who's fighting and clawing to get his team back refocused? And like, or does it sound a little meek? Does it sound a little worn out? Like he's saying words that even he doesn't believe. Like, I know some guys are hurt and whatever.
I was but really like, disappointed in that.
Yeah. Where are the, like, you know, we already know guys like Roquan running from the media. Like, what does that say about them? Kyle Hamilton, you know, and God bless the kid, but like, having the, like, amid all of the poor play going on, having to, like, apologize for the fans for calling them spoiled. Like, it just, like, none of this is on point. Like,
no.
They can't even get that stuff right. You know what I mean? Like, and, I'm just not buying anything they're selling. And I don't think they're buying it.
And doesn't it go back to the clip that we played time and time again? Harbaugh not liking the Super Bowl or bust.
He it could not acknowledge.
To, and that was
he
the could not
acknowledge, which is why we played the hell out of it. Because that, to me, was an ominous sign. That we were already in loser talk excuse-making mode. To me. It's how I read it, and it seems to have been borne out that way. To now we're back to mealy-mouthed, meekly, kind of hiding behind injuries and trying to make you believe that things really aren't egregiously bad. But I meaning him, can't even get work. I can't even get up worked up enough to, like, Lord knows he ain't above picking fights with people and yelling at people. Like, he sounds like he's washed over.
The injury excuse really bugged me yesterday, though, because yes. Kyle Van Noy immediately followed John Harbaugh in the postgame presser.
It don't look like, everybody's got injuries. And it don't look like
this
everywhere.
And one of the first questions was about the injuries, and Kyle Van Noy shut down the questions. No excuses.
So the 49ers had their whole team's hurt, and they went out and beat the Rams in L.A. So I'll ask. We have a Monster Tuesday show. We're very busy today. 2:30, Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports. She's the one who, her video of John Harbaugh getting booed walking off the field went viral. We'll talk to her about the Ravens at 2:30. Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew, Mike Bordick. We'll talk playoffs and Orioles, and will they have a manager at some point soon? We'll talk to Bordy at 3 o'clock. Aaron Schatz, the inventor of DVOA. The Ravens were the DVOA darlings a couple years ago.
Boy.
What does his algorithm think of this Ravens team? We'll talk to him at 4 o'clock. And former Oriole exec, now with MLB Network Radio, Jim Duquette. What's he think of everything Oriole-wise, and talk some MLB playoffs with him at 5?
It's interesting. For a team that needs a manager, we would think and hope and pray a new coaching staff and has a general manager opening. You're hearing teams hiring people. You're hearing teams letting people out of their contracts. You're hearing people submitting slips to interview people. You don't hear tight ship or not. Boy, is that silence deafening.
Fired a trainer.
Yeah, through LinkedIn, through him announcing it on his LinkedIn. we'll get Jim Duquette's opinion of that. And it's going to be interesting. We're going to go back and listen to some Mike Elias from when he finally addressed firing his skipper 5 days later in Milwaukee. Knowing what we know now about Mike Elias's job status and the extension he already got and the promotion he already got and the more power he already got. How are those words from Miami going to, or from Milwaukee going to play back now?
But coming up next, if things continue to go sideways, we think it's likely that John Harbaugh will be looking for work this offseason. When we come back, Jason Lock and Four has something to say about who should or maybe shouldn't be hiring that next head coach. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.